6 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. Happy Hump Day. We have day baseball today, and the play is the Rays. It's all about that karma, baby. There was a fight yesterday.
Karma is a bad word.
Yes, it is. Karma is a mother.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. It's coming back on the Brewers all day long.
I like that.
I like the Rays today. So let's go Rays. If you haven't put it in, put it in. You got about 30 seconds. Get it in. Get it in. By the way, baseball players are not very good fighters, are they?
Hey, look, John, here's what I'll say about that last night.
A lot of swings, a lot of misses.
Well, and a lot of times in these brawls, bench clearings, whatever you want to call them, you don't see anybody throwing hands. They're just yelling at each other and pushing. At least we got some fists thrown. Now, I'm sure we'll probably get a suspension handed down from Major League Baseball today at some point. But fun to watch last night.
If Uribe would have connected, it would have been a hell of a punch.
I like Uribe. I know you look at him. He's like 2-2 in the year. He's got like over a 6 ERA out of the bullpen. Not great, but he's a young kid, 23. I think he's got a future.
All right. I think he's definitely got a future in
out of
boxing.
I don't know if he's got a boxing future.
Man, I don't know. He may maybe kind of work on like his connecting.
Plenty to work on, for sure.
Lot to work on. But last night we saw some magic. It was wild.
Legit, we did see the magic.
We did see the magic. And by the way, and we're going to talk about this, I still came away more impressed with the magic. Yes, Cleveland has a 3-2 series lead. But man, I'm telling you, the best player on the court is Paolo Banchero. He's better than Spidey-Man. Like, he really is. He's the best player. And I feel like the better team is the Magic. You've seen what they've been able to do at home. They were right there on the road. It took an Evan Mobley miracle play. Evan Mobley played his tail off last night. He had 14 points. He had 13 rebounds. And he had the biggest block of the season for the Cleveland Cavaliers because that saved the game. Like, that thing was about to – like, it was about to be – OV, bro.
Now, John, correct me if I'm wrong. This series hasn't started yet, right? Because it's been chalk. It's home teams won every game, right?
Yeah, and I am predicting that Orlando will hold serve in game six at their house, but then they go into Cleveland and rip out the hearts of the Cavs.
Wow. I gotta see them win on the road first, which would be that game
they
seven.
They were close last night.
They were
right there. I mean, dead gummit. You got to give credit. Donovan Mitchell made his free throws down the stretch. But, man, like, woo, that was just a damn good basketball game. I really was impressed. And, again, Evan Mobley, he had a hell of a game, didn't he? Hell of a, and by the way,
sure did.
Did you ever think Franz Wagner was going to be this good? Franz Wagner. Thank you.
It's a really good point. I mean, he's been really, really good.
Dude, did you see the behind the back?
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude is playing out of his damn mind. I like Orlando. Again, I came into the playoffs. I was all up in Cleveland's business, and now I absolutely love this damn Orlando Magic team.
Yeah, they're a fun young team, and obviously they've got Franz, they've got
Wendell
Carter, they got Jalen
Suggs. If Harris didn't get injured last night,
sure.
I'm telling you, Orlando wins that basketball game.
I think you're right, and they're a fun team to watch. And I know, we talk to Keith Smith every week. He lives down in the Orlando area, and he's told us plenty of times since towards the end of the season, playoffs started, that you can feel a real buzz down there in Orlando, rallying around this team. So it's been fun to watch.
And I would say, it took some miracle shots for Max Strus. Mm-hmm. And it took Donovan Mitchell, Spider-Man, to, like, work his tail off. And it took Evan Mobley to come up with one of the – he had two big blocks, but that last one at the end was just out of control.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hell of a basketball game. This is a much better series than I expected.
Yep.
But what we saw last night with Tyrese Maxey has me thinking about so many things. Like, one of the first things that I think about when I watch this playoff is like, damn, how did Cal really only win one championship? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, look at Tyrese Maxey.
Mm-hmm.
What he's doing in Philadelphia. What he did in Madison Square Garden last night hadn't been done since Michael Jordan, since Reggie Miller hitting scoring 9 points in like 9 seconds and freaking Spike Lee out on the sideline. I mean, like you don't see things like that.
Did you see Tracy Morgan last night flipping Tyrese Maxey off after he hit a big shot? Yeah, there's a picture where they're going to a timeout and the camera's like close up on Tyrese Maxey walking away, and in the background you can see Tracy Morgan just sitting there courtside with this just smug look on his face, like he's just pissed, and he's flipping him off behind his back. It's hilarious.
That game was just out of control, amazing last night, and there's no way that the 76ers should have won that game.
Mm-mm.
I mean, the Knicks had the game in the bag into the fourth quarter. Then not only did they have the game in the bag in the fourth quarter, I mean, it took Tyrese Maxey miracles. And it wasn't just miracles. It was just he's badass. I mean, the foul, the three-pointer, and the Mitchell Robinson shooting foul to give him a four-point play opened up the door. Josh Hart missing a free throw opened up the door. But Tyrese Maxey took a 35-foot three-pointer and buried it in everybody's face. And you know what I was screaming last night?
What's that?
Why am I thinking about Cal? Because guess what? The Knicks didn't foul. I thought about Cal, and I'm like, dude, why is it that you don't foul and you let a great three-point shooter stroke one in your face? And Cal, how'd you not win more? Oh, that's right, because you didn't foul. I mean, the Knicks, if Mitchell Robinson didn't foul Tyrese Maxey shooting a three-pointer. I mean, Maxey had 7 points in the final 25 seconds. Did you know that?
How about that?
7 points on two shots and a made free throw. They were down 6 points with 28.2 seconds left in the game. 6 points. The 76ers were down 6 points with 28 seconds. If you had the Knicks on the money line, you want to vomit.
Oh, absolutely.
I would have cried. Cried. I basically just thought I lost. And then I pulled one so far out of my keister, I still can't believe it.
It's happened a lot to you, these playoffs.
This playoffs has been the...
We're not even done with the first round.
No. I mean, the Lakers game, remember, with Denver coming back from 20?
And there was the other game
the,
that
the
night.
Game before it, that night game that was. That was even a bigger miracle.
It was this same series.
It was when I had the Knicks and the 76ers. The Knicks scored 8 points in the final 28 seconds and won that game. But the 76ers got them back. I mean, again, the Knicks are up 96-90 with 28.2 seconds left. Philadelphia takes a timeout. They inbound the ball, and Tyrese Maxey goes straight up, and Mitchell Robinson makes the stupidest foul that you ever could, and Maxey buries it, makes his free throw. Then they foul Josh Hart immediately. He misses the first one, makes the second one, leaves it open. It's a three-point game, and then Maxey comes down. He just made a four-point play, and you don't foul him. Bro, Tibbs deserves a lot of a beating today for that. Like, dude, have the possession with being up in the game is the most crucial thing.
Sure.
You foul him with 8 seconds left in the basketball game. He's got to hit his free throws, and they got to foul, and you know what I mean? Like, you wear out the clock. You know who didn't foul with 3 seconds left? Do you remember that guy, Cal?
Uh-huh. I do.
He didn't foul.
It's burned into my brain, I'm afraid.
And then for Knicks fans, not only did it go to overtime, but in overtime, you're like, oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Like, how are we in overtime? We had this game. So you think Philadelphia might come out in overtime and drop them. Nope. Jalen Brunson starts off the dead gum overtime with a three-pointer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how you like me now? Then Maxey misses a little runner. They get out in transition, and guess who scores two? And all of a sudden, 1 minute into the damn overtime, 4 minutes left in the ball game, Knicks back on top, up five. And Madison Square Garden is rocking, and then guess what Maxey did?
What's that?
Just does what Maxey does.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to work. dude pulled back and hit a 25-foot step-back jumper, bam, right in everybody's face. The Knicks go cold, can't make anything to save their life, turn the ball over. OG made a few bad plays down the stretch, and it was basically Maxey, Embiid hit the free throw line in that three-point play, and then it was just it's unbelievable how bad the Knicks played down the stretch. And then Brunson, when he goes up and pulls up for the shot, he was going to get it blocked, tries to throw it to Harston, and guess what? It goes right out of bounds. They turn the ball. It was just like, what the hell were the Knicks doing down that stretch? They ended up losing that game by 6 points.
Which is insane. It's crazy.
Up six with 28 seconds to losing the game by 6 points in overtime.
It's crazy.
It's in Madison Square Garden. Now the series is 3-2, headed back to Philadelphia, bro. Hoo-wee.
I think a lot of people thought this was going to be a fun series. I think everyone was in agreement that...
But after seeing the pain that Embiid was in,
sure.
I was thinking it was going to get silly ugly.
Yeah.
And then after seeing the 76ers blow an 8-point lead, I didn't think there were a 7-point lead with 28 seconds, and then the Knicks go and blow a 6-point lead in 28. I mean, it's just... This series has been buck
crazy.
Wild.
Sure has.
Now, also buck wild because, again, watching these playoffs makes me think of John. How can you not? You know what
John,
I mean?
Oh, Calipari.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just damn, dude. Like, look around the NBA playoffs. Like, AD and the Lakers, I know they're out. But, like, right now, which is the best Cal player? Is it Oklahoma City with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? Is it Jamal Murray in Denver who had two game-winning shots? Is it Maxey who, 47 points in Madison Square Garden and played 52 of 53 minutes? Or 53, or I can't even remember. I can't do math right now.
Plenty of them around, John. I mean,
53 minutes,
honestly.
That's right. Yeah, 52 of 53 minutes. I was like, wait a second. How did this thing? Oh yeah, because five.
That's right.
Hey, I did the math well.
Good job.
Proud of myself.
I am proud of you too.
But yeah, man, that was absolutely wild. It was fun to see. And who is the best former Wildcat?
It's a great question. Again,
in these playoffs,
I have no idea. I literally have no idea.
It's a tough call, isn't it?
Sure is. I mean, because you could say SGA's been the leader of this young team, but then what
he's definitely
going to
be a top three MVP candidate.
Sure, but what?
But
Max
Jamal Murray's
done
a defending champion.
And
he's
Jamal
already
Murray
won
has,
two game winning shots.
Exactly, he's decided two games by himself. So
Maxey had to carry the team on his back and did
mode.
It in Madison Square Garden last night.
It's incredible.
AD was the best player for the Lakers in his. They led for 70% of the time against the Nuggets.
Whatever that gets you.
I'm just saying, hey, man, like, makes you want to say what, man. And you know why Cal doesn't have more championships?
Because he didn't foul.
Because he didn't foul.
That's right.
And that's why Tibbs ain't leading this series. And that's why this thing ain't a wrap.
Cut from the same cloth.
Cut from the same damn cloth. Arkansas fans are going to be fine, though.
No, sure are. Hey, Cal's doing his thing in the transfer portal.
Yeah, he is doing his thing in the portal. Tonight, though, we have 6:30 on the TNT. Heat and the Celtics. This thing is going to be a wrap, right? I mean, Kristaps Porzingis is going. By the way, if you haven't heard the update, he's going to miss a little time. He's got a calf strain. It has nothing to do with his Achilles. In fact, he might miss the entire next series, which is more than likely. But they're hopeful that he will be back during the playoffs as long as they continue to win. But damn, this damn Celtics team is so deep, bro. Derek White went off for 38 the other night.
Mm-hmm. I mean, whoever you want to step up.
Like here what?
Yeah.
What? You got to be kidding me.
But I know the last time we said that this felt like it was going to be wraps, and the Heat came out and stole one on the road.
Well, the weird thing is you know, Boston in the last two seasons or whatever, they actually have a losing record at home during the playoffs.
Is that right?
Yeah, I was listening. Now, this is according to Charles Barkley.
Wow.
I just heard it on TNT, and
I
did not fact. I didn't fact check him.
But if he was wrong, somebody would have called him on it.
On him, yeah, probably right. Well, maybe not. I don't know. I love the. Never mind. But yeah, they said, you know, they haven't been all that great at their house. But dude, 14.5 points is a lot of points. But again, you got Tatum, you got Holiday, White's been doing his thing. Brown, Horford comes in and just does his thing. The little Pritchard guy, Peyton, they're nasty. The Heat are done. But
feels
I would
like it.
But I don't think I can touch that line.
Really? I mean, it's so big, 14 and a half. That was what the line was.
That's what she said.
Whatever. That's what the line was when the Heat won straight up. It was 14 and a half, wasn't it?
That's what now?
You
I'm
can't
sorry.
Even focus on me.
I can't.
Yeah,
I'm
that's,
sorry.
That's
I'm
on
a child.
Me, you know, that's on me. I wear that. It was 14 and a half when the Heat won straight up, wasn't it? And because we were talking
it's
about
been like 14 and a half,
feels
like every
like,
game. It
yeah,
feels
it feels like.
Like
that's a really big number. And I think you even took the Heat in that game on the
yeah, I did.
Spread.
Yes, I was very, very happy about that one. Now, and that's the game they won, and I was like, the next day, I was like, damn, why couldn't I sprinkle on the money line?
Yeah. So maybe you do the same tonight. Probably not, though.
But yeah, Maxey was awesome, 46 of 112 points, 52 of 53 minutes. He was a baller. Who's going to ball tonight, though, in the Mavericks and the Clippers series? I think it's going to be Kyrie. Mm. I think it's going to be Luka. I don't like the Clippers. I can't stand Russell Westbrook. Loser. Dallas minus 3.5 on the road. Now, Steve Ballmer is extremely rich. Do you know how rich Steve Ballmer is? He's the owner of the Clippers.
Yes.
How rich is he?
Very rich.
Rich enough to do what?
We heard this yesterday. He could, like, buy out, like, what, like 12 of the other
27
owners?
Of the
oh,
other
that's crazy.
Owners.
That was way off. John, I'm sorry. I hate to get you off topic, but I just want to throw this out there. Suspensions have been given out for the Brewers, at least, or both. Pat Murphy, 2 games, begins today, his suspension. Freddie Peralta, 5 games. Abner Uribe, 6 games. Jose Siri, 3 games.
Siri got 3 games?
Got 3 games. Peralta and Uribe are appealing the suspension, so, I mean, they're not going to, you know, participate today, but they could if they needed to because they're appealing it.
Okay. All right. Rays, Brewers, we got the
so
Rays.
So back to you were saying. I'm so sorry. I just wanted to
I don't even remember what I was saying.
You were talking about the game tonight between the Mavericks and the Clippers.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it's like
yeah.
4.5 or something like that. You said 3.5.
3.5 right
like
now. You got Dallas minus 3.5 on the road. Again, Steve Ballmer is rich, so I guess he could pay enough players probably for the Mavericks to throw a game. I don't think he's going to do that for the integrity's sake.
Sure. That whole thing.
You know, that whole thing. But I absolutely have to say I love the Mavericks tonight. Am I crazy?
No.
Because remember, I didn't like the Mavericks. I didn't believe in the Mavericks. I always thought that the Doughboy was just going to.
You did. It's a fair statement.
But damn, bro. Doughboy makes all the plays. When they double him, he hits all the open players. And Kyrie is just a cold-blooded assassin. The Clippers, Kawhi Leonard looks like a shell of himself. Injuries have I mean, he's been injury riddled. Like, I still can't believe he got that bad boy in Toronto. Like, you got to give him props for that bad boy. But damn, man, I don't know. I think that Kawhi being out tonight gives the Clippers no chance. I'm definitely rolling with the Mavericks. -3.5. I'm late for the break. But I do want to tell you something. After you make money on Tampa Bay and then you make more money tonight by taking the Mavs, make sure you spend it. At Frontier Western Store, make yourself look good. Make yourself feel good because at 5880 Goodman Road down in Olive Branch, they can dress you from head to toe. You need some shorts? They got you. You need some new shirts? They got you. How about hats or boots? They have you. They got the largest boot showroom in the whole world. You can see it from outer space. It's so big. They can get you Western boots, work boots, dress boots, you name it. They got it. And if you can't make it down there, you can shop all day at FrontierWesternStore.com. But the good thing is once you place your order, they ship it out within 24 hours. Frontier Western Store and FrontierWesternStore.com. Family owned and operated since 1967. Hardinwood on the other side. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Join the voice of the Tigers, Dave Woloshin, for Wolo and Friends. Weekday mornings from 10 to 11 here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
But you got to be willing to take the hit and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio, hanging out with y'all on a beautiful hump day here in the Mid-South. We got to get to some hardwood. I got some crazy stories today. There's some weird stuff going on in the world. We got to talk about just craziness. And it's going to be fun. But you know what else is fun?
Tito's.
You know why? Because it is the best spirit there is. When you're enjoying good times and good friends, you want to have the best spirit around. Get the best at your local liquor store. It's Tito's handmade vodka. It's American vodka. It's crafted and distilled down here in Austin, Texas, in the United States. It is 6 times distilled, then distilled in classic copper pots. It's got a very unique flavor, slightly sweet with a black pepper note. It balances everything out. Doesn't matter if you're crafting a cocktail or drinking it neat. Get your Tito's on. Again, Tito Beverage, he came up with the recipe. He's also the nicest guy in the world. And he's not about any frills, any flavors, any fancy labels. He just wants the good stuff, and that's Tito's. And he's also a dog lover, so you know I love Tito. But I do love his vodka even more. So get your Tito's on today. Let's go to Hardinwood.
This is Access Hardinwood.
Now, John, I want you to start with the story that we were just talking about during the break, because I'm gonna turn this music down so that I can play the video you want me to
absolutely
play, because I can't run both at
the
same time.
You know what? You're a little stony genius over there,
so
even
please,
though you don't get stoned.
Please start your story so that I can pull it up, and you let me know when you're ready for
it. All right, well, here, let me tell you a little something. I'm a little bit befuddled, because during the break, I have a whole different set of stories that I was going to start talking about.
Yeah.
And pops up on my phone, these damn phones, by the way, a picture of, do you know Selena Gomez?
Disney,
whatever.
Close enough.
Command
Tomato.
She was, a little witch?
She was. She was Wizards of Waverly Place.
That's right, man. Look at me. I know my business. She's very, very cute. And I looked because what popped up was Selena Gomez is licking boyfriend Benny's cake. And anyway, just she's licking like the cake, which is the cake is a picture of her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But then they show a picture of her boyfriend. Uh-huh. And he literally is the ugliest dude I've ever seen in my life. Like, he got, like, if he fell out of a tree, he got hit by every damn branch on the way down. Somebody beat that kid with an ugly stick since the day he was born. Like, bro is straight up ugly.
Mm.
So I'm trying to figure out how much money does this guy have?
Who
is Benny Blanco?
Yeah, so Benny Blanco, he's a is a music producer, a songwriter. He does a lot of stuff with music, so he's dating Selena Gomez. And it's not just you that thinks he's unattractive and ugly. And how in the world did he ever land Selena Gomez, who's my celebrity crush? I love Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez is your celebrity
sure
crush?
Is. Yes, oh absolutely,
crush?
Yeah, I love Selena Gomez.
Really?
Yeah, I don't really listen to her music,
bro. Let me
very
tell
attractive.
You, I didn't know she was a musician.
Oh yeah, she makes music. Yeah, yeah.
I thought she was a TV guy.
Well, she does both, and now she's on a show. I don't know if they still make it, but Only Murders in the Building. It's like a Hulu show. She's been on that. That was running. I don't know if it's still going. I know up until like last year it was going on. So she's still an actor. She makes music still. She's dating Benny Blanco. And this is Andrew Santino, who has a podcast.
He's funny.
A very funny comedian.
I know who you're talking about.
He's in a lot of shows.
Red,
like that.
Red beard.
Ginger. He had Benny Blanco on his show a week or so ago, and they had this very same conversation, and here is their interaction with each other about it.
How did you get a woman like Selena Gomez to date you? For real. And I mean that with every sense of my being. I lost a lot of respect for her when I found out you were dating her. Because I've known you for years.
Yeah.
And I don't know her at all.
Yeah.
I think from afar she's a lovely person.
She's incredible.
And then she is. She's incredible. A great actor, a great performer, a great artist. Beautiful, sweet, seems so humble.
It's
and then
crazy.
I found out one day I was in the shower and my wife said, "Hey, Benny is dating Selena Gomez."
Yeah.
And I turned the shower to cold. All the way, and I sat there for about 30 minutes, just in a cold shower.
Yeah, disappointed. I understand. I ask myself the same question every day. If I walk by the mirror, I'm like, oh my, what? Yeah, it's insane.
So even he knows. Even he is shocked by the fact that he's dating Selena Gomez. Good for him, though.
I'm proud of this guy.
That's awesome.
I don't know who you are, Benny Blanco, but you got some game, homie.
Sure. He definitely has some game. Good for him. Selena Gomez is very attractive.
He's got to he's got to have a fat wallet, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, I if I know who he is, then because I don't really keep up with music nowadays. I listen to a lot of older music. Well, yeah, that means he's pretty popular, pretty famous, I guess.
So I was
let's look up his net worth.
Couple weeks ago, we were down at the Wing Fest, and this dude who was like 70 years old,
$50 million net worth.
Damn, yeah. He does have the cash. He has 50 freaking million dollars
combined net worth. Combined net worth: Selena Gomez and Vinny Bonka. Now you know what Vinny Bonka's net worth is: $850 million is their combined net worth.
Wait, she has that much money?
Supposedly to this. Now this is a.
Hold on, let me just tell you something, Selena. I'm over here just chilling, bro.
So yeah, you do the math. We know he has 50. You know, this might be like a third grade math equation. He has $50 million combined, $850 million. So that means she has $800 million net worth. How about that?
So he's the one who's hitting it out of the park.
Yeah, good for him. Shout out, Benny Blanco.
Shout out. What was I talking about?
I don't know, John. I unfortunately got you off topic, and that's a terrible thing to do.
It's okay. It's all right.
Especially when you're doing hardwood.
Well, since you mentioned that your crush
is Selena Gomez.
It's Selena Gomez.
Absolutely.
Back in the day, I'm sure there's some grannies out there who used to have a crush on Bruce Jenner.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because he was the Olympian. He did the decathlon and stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He was on Wheaties box.
Sure was. And that's how you knew you made it back in the days.
When you were on the
Wheaties
box.
That's
dude,
great
granny
point,
was sitting there eating her Wheaties, bro. Back at, well, she wasn't a granny back then. She was a young. I'm talking to you, grannies. I know back in the day you used to look at Bruce Jenner and be like, damn.
Sure.
He was probably your crush. Well, he's not my crush, but he is my favorite tea. Mm. He's my favorite transgender by far. He's hilarious. I mean, she's hilarious. Because now Bruce is Caitlyn. Mm-hmm. Well, she came out and she started popping off about the crazy folks in the encampments springing, you know, singing and chanting to the river, to the sea, and all this crazy stuff. So she came out there and said on her little ex, deport these morons and send them to Iran and Gaza. Have fun being burned alive, beheaded, or pushed off a building. It's illegal and punishable by death in the most egregious ways to be LGBT in these hellhole regions governed by terrorist regimes. Go, Caitlin! Go, Caitlin! Yeah, yeah, yeah! My favorite tea. The artist formerly known as Bruce Jenner. The artist now, Caitlin Jenner. She's the tea of the week. You like that?
Kind of like the cracker of the week or cracker of the day.
Yeah, but we're going to do the tea of the week now. I just came up with this. We got to find out. We got to find some more teas out there. Well, we know Leah Thomas.
Sure.
No. Now, what was my next story?
I don't know.
You didn't bring one today? You don't have any good tea stories?
No, unfortunately, I don't.
Well, LaMelo Ball is the next one. And I got to say, we talked about tattoos yesterday, right?
Oh my gosh, he got a full back tat. Oh, that looked painful.
And it's also ugly. Like, bro, rare one with an alien popping out of your back and a damn alien ship coming out of the back of your neck. I'm sorry. I love Ancient Aliens. You know what I'm saying? Giorgio Tsoukalos. Like, man, dude, they did some stuff back in the day. You know what I'm saying? How they built them pyramids.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? What is it? Machu Picchu?
Plenty of Nazca lines. That people ask about.
There's a bunch of crazy stuff. Like, I'm down with the aliens. You know what I'm saying? But I don't need anything on my back like that. Like, rare one with an eight. Like, I don't know, man. Is it me or are people losing their mind? And how's he ever going to see it? Does he stand in the mirror and look in a mirror in front of him and hold it up to the back to look at his back?
Maybe. I don't know.
And that had to hurt, bro.
Had to.
Because it's not like, I mean, this is not a tattoo. This is a full body ink. Like red, black, gold, silver, white, like lines on, like it is. Now, like if you were going to say, for an ugly tattoo, is it a good tattoo? Yes. Like, whoever did it very, you know, it's a well-done tattoo. But damn it, it's ugly. Would you get a, do you have a tattoo? Whoa, I'm sorry, I put my hat down. Do you have a tattoo?
I do not.
You don't? I don't either, man.
I would not get one.
I change way too much to get anything permanent.
That's true. That's a good point. That's a good point.
But did you see the, if you go and click on LaMelo Ball's tattoo stuff, for some reason people started posting a bunch of women's tattoos underneath. These are some good tattoos.
Interesting.
Did you know Megan Fox has a really nice tattoo?
Really?
Check that bad boy out.
I'll be honest, John, I can't really see that far.
You got terrible eyes for a young fellow.
Thank you.
Terrible, terrible eyes for a young fellow. Tattoos. LaMelo Ball, you're just terrible. You're just terrible. And we did see a great fight yesterday in baseball. We do have a bet on baseball right now. Rays and the Brewers. Still 0-0.
Yeah.
Rays got 3 hits. Brewers even have an error, and they still can't get them across. Quit leaving them in scoring position.
Yeah, the error just happened. I'm trying to figure out what happened. I think we grounded into a double. Yeah, grounded into a double play. Because the error, we grounded into a double play.
Come on, Rays. Let's get things going. Well, we got some more betting information on the other side because it's time for us to do a little bit of something that's important. But I did want to remind you about mugshots. Did you know Mugshots is open in Collierville?
Oh, yeah. I drove by the other day.
Did you really?
I did.
You live in Collierville?
No, but we were out in Collierville for something. We drove by. It looks awesome in there. I'm excited to get in there.
Dude, they have over 100 televisions in there, all big flat screens.
Oh, dude, I was looking at it. It was crazy.
It's crazy how many TVs in there. You are going to see every game. I mean, if you want to go to a bar that has, like, you, no matter what, 360 view, you turn around, you're going to be able to see your game. And if you want to have a good time, you have it at Mugshots Bar and Grill. They're not just in Olive Branch anymore. They are out in Collierville. It is, it's at 656 West Poplar in Collierville. It's the old Charlie's. It's now Mugshots. They got 19 specialty burgers. They got beer on tap that's cold as can be. And they have a great happy hour from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock. 2 o'clock, 6 o'clock, Monday through Friday, half price domestic drafts. And half price on a few appetizers, like $3 appetizers. You can get $3 mushrooms, fried pickles, $3 chicken tenders, $3 rotels and chips. You know what I'm saying? Head on out to Mugshots again, where they're always having a good time. Bets on the other side. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Broadcasting from the Family Leisure Studio, we are Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
I was one of those things, when things get too heavy, just call me helium.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Well, we are about to get into a little betting. We got some basketball games to bet on tonight, but we still have baseball going on right now. We got more day baseball games coming up. Philadelphia plays the Angels today. You know who's not going to be playing today in that game?
Mike Trout.
Man. Talk about injury riddled. Like,
yeah, really.
Goodness gracious. Like, you, every single year it feels like something goes wrong for Mike Trout. It's just sad. Dude's a baller. The Angels can't get lucky. They had Shohei and Trout, still couldn't do jack with them. They're 11-19 on the season. You know who they're playing today?
The Phillies.
Yeah, you know who's on the bump, bro?
I actually don't, no. No, I actually don't. Here we go. I talked about that earlier, and so I need to fix that.
I know, I forgot about that. Well, they have Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler is one of the best pitchers in all of baseball. Crazy thing is, Zach Wheeler hadn't even been the best pitcher on his own team this year. Did you know that? Ranger Suarez has been throwing as good as anybody. But again, Zach Wheeler on the bump against the Angels. That lineup is terrible. No Trout in it. They've got no damn chance. The Phillies offense gave my man some run support last game. They're going to give him some run support today. They started the season out on the left coast. They had a great run. They like being on the left coast. They like the weather. They like to kind of get out. The guys hang out together. They get away from the girlfriends and the wives. They're on the road. You know what I'm saying? They bonding. And they're going to bond on whipping up on the Angels' tail today. Play Philadelphia minus 1.5. One of my favorite plays. Before we get into the NBA, though, I got to tell all you guys out there, you know, it's 2024. Beauty's not just for women anymore. You don't have to grow old and gray and ugly and wrinkly and look weathered. That's right. You can get skinny really easily. Did you know they have weight loss shots? Have you heard about this, Dacus?
Yeah, I have.
Like, where was this when I was growing up?
That's a good question.
Or getting old. Like, man, I worked for my skinny. I had to drink these nasty drinks, go to the gym. Yeah. Do my yoga. I couldn't drink every dadgum day. You know what I'm saying? You got to save some. You got to back off on the calories every once in a while. But now you can just go get these weight loss shots. And you should go check out my friends over at 901 Aesthetics. It's where beauty meets wellness. Book your appointment today at 901aesthetics.com. That's AESTHETICS. The A-E, aesthetics with an A. Book now or call 901-221-1256. Not only do they do weight loss pills or laser hair removal, they also remove sunspots. They do hormone replacement therapy. So if you have issues right now, like if you're tackling, if like you have like fatigue, if you are like struggling a little bit with your focus, maybe you need to boost your endurance. Maybe you need a little help in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? A little something. Man, tackle all those issues by going out to 901 Aesthetics. Elevate your performance with hormone replacement therapy. Their pellets that they put in you, they last for 6 months, and they're individually tailored exactly for you. Yes, these are not just little shops set up to do stuff. There is a doctor over the whole place, a bunch of nurse practitioners who are doing their business, and everybody who works there is a nurse and an esthetician. So 901 Aesthetics has the trust, the confidence, and the professionalism. They're going to deliver. They're going to give you a very effective treatment. And I'm serious, as like all get out, men. It's almost summer. Get the hair off your back. Get your wrinkles taken out with a little Botox. Get the hormone replacement therapy, you know what I'm saying, so you can tackle the fatigue, so you can get out there in the pool, look good, and smash beers and do all your awesome things, being a man. 901 Aesthetics, again, that is where health and wellness meet, so check them out. And don't forget to take care of your ladies. Yeah, they do everything for the women, too. Mother's Day is around the corner, you know that? Get some for your wife, the mother of your children. Get some for your moms. Get it at 901 Aesthetics. Now, we got basketball tonight. In play is how you make money. It is very simple. Watch the beginning of the game. Look at the total. If they go on a complete run and the total shoots up by 10 points, you go under. If the total shoots down really early and goes down by 10 points, you go over. Pretty simple. The under's been hitting a lot lately. It's been money. Money. So make you a little bit of money. And don't worry about playing the Heat Celtics minus the 14. Just worry about the total in that game. But tonight, I'm laying the Mavericks and I'm laying the 3.5. Sorry, Luka, Kyrie, they just better than everything the Clippers have. Russell Westbrook's terrible. Kawhi's not playing. Paul George can't do it on his own. Let's roll Mavs. I hope everybody has a wonderful hump day. We'll do it again on Thursday. By the way, tomorrow, we got Alan Nosey for the Derby. That's my time.